The Japan Tea Marathon is a series of live online events featuring teas from 15 of Japan's tea-producing regions. Zoom sessions begin July 23rd and are held twice daily, concluding August 8th. 200 competing brewers and 1,000 regular admissions give the entire world of tea an opportunity to cheer their favorite to victory.
Tea lovers, not just athletes, are getting ready to take part in the Tokyo Olympics. Tea enthusiasts from around the world can participate in a marathon of their very own, a marathon of Japanese teas. From July 23rd to August 8th, the Global Japanese Tea Association and the Japan Tea Central Council are holding free, live, online events to shine a spotlight on Japan's teas and 15 tea-producing regions. Simona Suzuki, president of the Global Japanese Tea Association, is on the line from Kyoto to chat with us today. Welcome, Simona. Thank you so much for being available to chat with our listeners today.
Oh, hi, Jessica. Really nice to meet you, and I'm really glad to be part of this.
Thank you. How did you choose which teas to feature in the tea marathon?
That's a really good question. As you know, Japan makes green tea. However, it's not one kind. There are so many different kinds of teas and so many variations. So we really wanted to show the variety of Japanese tea, including 15 tea-producing regions, and showing their unique teas, their regional teas. And some teas are, of course, common across Japan, and some are much less known and much more regional. So we just wanted to give a really good picture of what Japanese tea is like.
So can you tell us about a few of those teas that will be on the menu?
Sure. So we are actually having 30 teas altogether, two from each region. And I guess we don't have time to introduce all of them, but if I can just mention a few. We have, for example, a very traditional high-grade loose-leaf tea here in Japan, Gyokura. And there are a few areas where Gyokura is made. So we are introducing it from Kyoto and from Fukuoka. So that is one of the really beautiful, umami-rich, sweet teas of Japan. Also, organic has been a big topic recently. People are curious and interested in organic and healthy foods. So, of course, we wanted to include that as well, even if Japan does not produce that much organic tea yet. But there are a few regions where organic tea is made, and we are including some organic teas, organic matcha, organic sencha from Kagoshima and Nara. And some of these teas are very well known, I think, abroad as well, but there are also some regional teas that are lesser known. So we are really excited to introduce a little known tea from Kochi Prefecture called Goishicha. So it's actually a post-fermented, a dark tea that has totally different shape from the teas that people think Japan produces. So it's squares of pressed leaves and very unique taste. So I hope people will be excited to try and learn more about it.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And for people who aren't able to receive the packages, will they be able to learn more about all these teas and read up about them on your website?
Yes, of course. So a big part of this project is to introduce the tea farmers, introduce their teas and the tea regions themselves. So we do want to share a lot of this information on the website, and it is coming out soon. So people can really look on our Japanese Tea Marathon website, and they will be will be able to find more information about tea regions and the teas themselves.
And so will some of these farmers be part of the speakers that are going to be presenting at your online events?
Definitely. So that is our main feature, to introduce the tea farmers, the tea producers. I think some people might know that Japanese tea is struggling a little bit. There are many challenges with decreasing demand and aging farmer population and so on and so on. So we just really want to give more focus to the tea farmers and tea producers who put all their heart into making the tea. And from every region, we will be inviting one or two producers to tell about that region, to tell about their teas, to share their stories with the participants.
Of course, whenever it's an Olympic year, there's always a focus on the country hosting. So this is a a different glimpse into Japanese culture, Japanese tea culture.
Definitely, yeah. We definitely felt the Olympic spirit in Japan, and we really wanted to join in to that.
Now, I've heard that you've already had many participants sign up for the tea tastings. Can you tell me a little bit about the people who are going to be participating?
Sure. So actually, we can welcome up to 1,000 people on this event. And actually, so far, we had a really good turnout. We have people registering already from over 40 different countries around the world. So this is going to be a really global event, of course, based here in Japan, but connecting throughout the world. So really having this Olympic spirit, global spirit throughout the event.
Incredible. 40 countries represented in the Japanese Tea Marathon already. You can join in and represent your country too by signing up for the online events. Visit gjt.org to take part. That's GJ, the two letters, then the word tea.org. I don't know about you, but this sounds like one marathon I just might be able to complete.